to lay his head. He had no possessions he could write his name on and say, hey, these are mine. He gave up even his life on the cross of Calvary. Jesus died naked, broke, shamed, alone, and abandoned on the cross. He died alone on the cross so that no one should ever have to suffer alone again. So that no one should ever have to die poor, naked, broke, and broken by this world. Jesus died on the cross for you and me and all the world to see, that we might see in him the one who saves us from our greed, our indifference, our covetousness, our stinginess, and our wastefulness in this life. Jesus died on the cross to save us from all those sins. And he died on the cross also to save us for a life lived for others. A life lived in service to the poor, in loyalty to the forgotten, and in love for the outcasts of our communities. In every Lazarus, in every person who is poor or hungry or sick or suffering or struggling, in every one of them, we see Christ. And every good deed done for a sick man or a poor woman or any suffering soul is a good deed done to Jesus. Every bit of food or clothes or medicine, all your time and effort and compassion given to the Lazarus in your life is a gift, an offering made to Christ Jesus himself. Assuredly, I say to you, says Christ our Lord, inasmuch as you did it to one of the least of these my brethren, you did it to me. Now, perhaps you are a Lazarus. Maybe you're dependent on others for almost everything in your life. You're no longer in control of your finances, your health, or any of the important decisions that have to be made in life. Perhaps you sit waiting day after day, hour after hour, minute after minute, for someone to acknowledge you, to comfort you, to help you, to love you. I know that's true of many who live at Good Shepherd, and it's true, I know, even of some of you here in this chapel today. You know exactly how Lazarus felt while the rich man sat in his mansion and ignored Lazarus and his needs. Well, for the many times we've ignored you, we owe you a heartfelt apology. And for our indifference and neglect to you who are poor and suffering in our midst, we owe God our contrition and repentance. And now today, we pray the Holy Spirit to lead us anew in faithfulness to God and in love for you, to help you when you need it. To you who are Lazarus in our midst, God has this to say to you today. You will be comforted. You will have relief from your suffering. You will be fed, you will be joyful, and you will be rescued from all the bad things that happen to you in your life. Maybe by a neighbor who finally opens their eyes and sees your need. Maybe by one of us here in this chapel today. But most certainly, you will be comforted by our God, by His grace in this life, and by His generous blessings in the life of the world to come. Angels will carry you into Abraham's bosom. Christ Himself will welcome you into the rich blessings of heaven. And Lazarus, he'll be there to show you around and help you enjoy everything God gives. That's God's promise to every Lazarus. Brothers and sisters, you may not see him yet, but there is a Lazarus in your life. Look for him. Pray about it. And God will open your eyes, and he'll open up your heart too. When you see your Lazarus, love him as you love yourself. Love him like you love Christ. Acknowledge him, clothe him, feed him, comfort him, just as you would do if you saw Christ sitting destitute at your door. Do it because the prophets say so. Do it because the apostles and the evangelists all say so. But most importantly, do it because God says so. And because Christ Jesus has lived and died and risen from the dead to make you a new creature filled with His grace, who does the good works of God for the people of God. Open your eyes. See the Lazarus God has set before you, and love him as you love Christ. Because Christ is coming again to take you and your Lazarus to live with him in heaven forever. Come, Lord Jesus, come quickly. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.